For 15 minutes each school day, students in kindergarten through fifth grade have a mandatory recess break. They gather on the front lawn of their school, and in some ways, it's like going back in time, watching children interact and play old-fashioned games, like freeze tag.
What's your favorite game to play outside?
Our favorite game is playing cops and robbers.
I'm a cop!
First, second graders were out enjoying their 15-minute recess break. They're thrilled to have recess, and they don't mind that it's mandatory.
And I love doing recess because it's a lot of fun.
School leadership felt that with so much focus on academics, the students needed some playtime. Vice Principal Linda Spielman-Garrity says they decided it was important to have students move around freely.
Kids could still sit out if they want to, but it's just more for the mindset of the school that all the teachers and so forth will get out every day, just part of their routine. And it's great that, we see kids playing traditional games like tag and hopscotch and, the hand games and so forth, as well as just, running out and having some freedom with energy.
The school has worked the 15-minute recess into the daily class schedule. Second grade teacher Ashley Dykeman watched her students run freely.
And there's so much research to show, like with brain breaks and things, that's really beneficial for students. And so I think it's a great idea. I like it. And they something to look forward to in a sense, but also then when we get back, they know it's back to work.
Peace out!
And just as the second graders completed their break, fourth graders arrived on the lawn for their playtime.
It's really fun. It makes me sweat, and I wish we could have this, every single day, even Saturdays and Sundays.
Recess will continue at St. John's into the winter and spring months. And when weather prevents students from being outside, there will be recess inside the school.
We'll use our good judgment in terms of if it's too cold or rainy or whatever. Then we'll take the recess indoors, and there's lots of fun things to do inside as well.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
We love you, Dad.